This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. It is Friday, August the 28th, 2026. Let's just say it was a very busy night on the pitch across the state of Indiana. Let's dive in to all the action.
High school girls.
Starting off in girls soccer, Class 3A, number 15, Lawrence North delivered one of the biggest wins of the night, rolling past Warren Central 14-0, continuing their strong start to the season with an offensive explosion against their MIC opponent. Wildcats 5-0 on the season, Warren Central slips to 0-2. Number 13 in Class 3A, East Central, reached double figures in a 10-1 victory over South Dearborn. The Trojans now 4-1, South Dearborn slips to 1-2-1. Number 19 in 3A, Mishawaka Marion, blanked South Bend Riley 9-0. For Mishawaka Marion, Milana McCullough and Peyton Mason each scored a pair of goals. The Knights now 4-1, South Bend Riley is 0-2-1. In Class 3A, number 14, Castle earns a 9-0 victory over Evansville Central. Addie Foles and Peyton Angel each scored a pair of goals for the Knights. Castle 3-1, Evansville Central 0-5. Class 2A, number 1, Evansville Memorial picked up a quality victory, defeating number 14, Jasper, in the latest poll from the people at Max Preps, 3-1 in the SIAC action. Memorial 4-1. Jasper is now 4-1-1 with their first defeat of the season. Class 2A number 11, Tri-West Hendricks, rolled to a 9-0 victory over Western Boone. Caden Steffi scored 5 goals in the win for the Bruins. In Class 2A number 12, Batesville had a huge night offensively, defeating Greensburg 9-0. Ella Wade, Addie Redding, and Haley Weisenbach each scored a pair of goals for the Bulldogs in the win. Batesville now 4-0. Greensburg with the loss slips to 3-1. 2A number 13 Heritage blanked Southridge 6-0. Heritage Hills, that is, blanking Southridge 6-0. For the Patriots, Cora Lasher scored a hat trick in the win. Patriots 3-0. Previously unbeaten Southridge slips to 3-1. 2A number 15 Madison cruise to an 8-0 shutout victory over Charlestown. For the Cubs, they are 4-0 on the season. Charlestown now 0-3-1. 2A number 20, Kankakee Valley improves to 3-0 on the season with a 5-2 victory over Highland. With loss, Highland slips to 3-1. In Class 1A, 19, Shaw Memorial defeats Milan 6-4, one of the highest scoring matches of the night. For the Hilltoppers, they're now 3-0 on the season. Milan slips to 1-2. 1A number 14, Covington remains impressive and unbeaten with a 9-0 victory over South Vermilion. The Trojans now 5-0. South Vermilion slips to 0-4. 1A number 17, Sheridan blanks Alexandria Monroe 10-0. For Sheridan, Alexa Hill scores a hat trick, while Sadie Timmy and Emily Berner each added a pair of goals. Sheridan is 2-0-1 on the season. Alexandria Monroe now 0-3-2. Class 1A, number 12, Trinity Academy found the back of the net 8 times in an 8-0 victory over Jimtown. Trinity Academy remains unbeaten at 4-0, while Jimtown slips to 0-3. Class 1A, number 3, Westview downs Garrett 8-0. For Westview, they're 4-1. The Railroaders of Garrett now 1-4. Class 1A, number 16, White River Valley defeats Bedford North Lawrence 4-0. For the Wolverines, freshman Madeline Settles scores a pair of goals and had an assist. Junior sister Molly Settles added a pair of goals. Leia Fulford made 6 saves in the win for the Wolverines. WRV now 3-0 on the season. B&L 0-3. Class 1A, number 9, LaPel defeats Newcastle 1-0. For LaPel, Sophia Bruce scored the lone goal in the contest. Grace Milligan had 7 saves. Bulldogs of LaPel now 4-0. Newcastle dips to 3-1. In other girls' soccer action from around the state, Silver Creek had 9 goals, shutting out Austin 9-0. Pike Central, an impressive win, blanking North Knox 8-0. Maconaqua rolls past Tri-Central 8-1. Indianapolis Arsenal Tech, a 7-0 shutout win over Indianapolis Washington. Boone Grove earned a 7-0 shutout win over Marquette Catholic. DeKalb defeats New Haven 7-1. Lakeland blanked Central Nobles 6-0. Forest Park, a 6-0 win over Princeton. Peru also a 6-0 winner. They defeat Wabash. Franklin Central over Ben Davis 6-0. Crown Point, a 2-1 victory over Lake Central and a tightly contested Northwest Indiana matchup. East Noble edges Huntington North 2-1. North Miami, a 2-1 victory over Wamasee. Harrison and Brebeuf play to a 1-1 draw. Indianapolis Shortridge edged Heron 3-2. Culver Community earned a 2-1 victory over DeMont Christian. Argos defeated Morgan Township 5-2. LaVille blanked Westville 9-0. Couts earned a 1-0 victory over LaPorte. Rensselaer Central defeated Hebron 5-2. Crystal Haas blanked Indianapolis Crispus Attucks 6-0. Greenwood Christian Academy, a 5-1 winner over Cecina. Bar Reeve shuts out Vincennes Reveille 4-0. Southmont over Northview 5-1. Wheeler, a 6-1 victory over Hammond Bishop Knoll. Fort Wayne Wayne defeats Southern Wells 2-0. Lafayette Jefferson earns a 3-1 win over Lebanon. Benton Central defeats Logansport 4-1. Lafayette Jefferson over Lebanon 3-1. Floyd Central, a 5-0 shutout win over Jennings County. Culver Academy defeats Plymouth 5-2. Hanover Central earns a 4-1 win over Andreid. Belmont defeats Columbia City 3-1. Fort Wayne Southside, a 4-2 victory over West Noble. Warsaw remains impressive, a 7-0 shutout win over Northwood. And Batesville, a huge night offensively, downs Greensburg 9-0.
High school boys.
In high school boys action, a battle of top 5 Class 1A teams. Number 3, Greenwood Christian Academy defeats number 5, Indianapolis Cecina and PKs. The match was tied at 2 prior to the kicks. Xavier Green and Gavin Kurtz found the back of the net for Greenwood Christian in regulation. Levi Williams made 14 saves as well for GCA. In Class 3A, number 11 Castle blanks Evansville Central 9-0 to improve to 5-0 on the season. Lucas Gerardo scored a hat trick for the Knights in the winning effort. Lynn Van Hoy added a pair of goals as well for Castle. Class 3A, number 8 Penn and number 13 Concord played to a 1-1 draw. For Penn, they're 3-0-3 on the season. Concord is 2-0-2. It is Carmel and Indy Cathedral playing to a scoreless draw. Cathedral is number 6 in 3A. In the matchup, Carmel now 0-1-2 on the season. Cathedral is 1-1-3. Hamilton Southeastern. Class 3A, number 3 Hamilton Southeastern earned a 2-0 victory over Pendleton Heights. The Royals now 3-0-2 on the season, while the Arabians now 3-1-1. Class 3A, number 4 Noblesville earned a 2-0 victory over Brebeuf Jesuit. For the Millers, they're now 3-0-1. While Brebeuf falls to 2-2. Class 2A, number 6, Covenant Christian picked up a 9-0 victory over Indianapolis Lutheran. Covenant Christian now 4-1, Indy Lutheran 2-2. 2A, number 8, Leo, a 4-1 winner over 2A, number 10, Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran. For Leo, Dane Roth scored a pair of goals leading the way for the Lions. Leo 4-1-1 on the season. Concordia Lutheran now 1-4. 2A number 11 Heritage Hills in Evansville Modern Day play to a 1-1 tie. For the Patriots, their lone goal came from Landon Zellers. Heritage Hills 3-1-1 on the season. Evansville Modern Day is now 2-1-2. 2A number 20 Southridge defeats number 17 Washington in a PAC battle on PKs. Match was tied at 3 prior to the PKs. As Southridge is now 5-1 on the season, Washington falls to 2-2. Class 2A, number 9 Speedway defeats Greenwood in PKs. Teams played to a 1-1 draw before the shootout period. Speedway now 3-1 on the season. Greenwood is now 2-1-2. Class 1A number 2, Faith Christian, improves to 4-1 on the season with a 10-1 victory over Rossville. Rossville with the loss now 0-4. And Class 1A number 12, Southwestern Shelby, earns their second win of the year, a 2-1 victory over Brown County. For the Spartans, they're now 2-1-2 on the season. Brown County slips to 1-2. Another boys soccer action from around the state. It's Horizon Christian downing Kip Legacy 9-0. Nine different members of the Horizon Christian team scored goals in the win. Horizon Christian now 4-0. Kip Legacy now 0-3. Lakeland Christian Academy over Rochester 7-0. For Lakeland Christian, it was a pair of goals each for Luke Clemens and Zayden Miller. Lakeland Christian now 3-2. Rochester 1-4. Lafayette Central Catholic an 8-3 or a 9-3 winner. 9-3 over North White, improving to 4-1. For the Knights, Jackson Schnitt scored 3 goals and had an assist. Joseph Galarraza scored a pair of goals as well for Central Catholic. North White with the loss slips to 1-2. At a battle of Gibson County schools, Gibson Southern blanks Wood Memorial 3-0. Jeter Simmons put home a pair of goals for the Titans in the win. International blanks Sheridan 10-0, improving to 3-2 on the season. For the Griffins, Zinn Bailey scored a hat trick while Edward Chesterfield added a pair of goals. Sheridan slips to 1-4 with the loss. Warsaw remains unbeaten with a 4-0 shutout win over Plymouth. Tigers now 5-0 on the year. Jasper also remains perfect, beating Evansville Harrison. They blanked the Warriors 3-0. Wildcats 4-0 with the win. East Central continues their unbeaten start to the season. A 4-0 win over South Dearborn. Trojans now 5-0. Greenfield Central, a road shutout victory, defeating Yorktown 2-0. Evansville Rights defeats Evansville Christian in a close one, 2-1. Lanesville defeats Scottsburg 3-2. Lanesville is now 2-2 on the season, while Scottsburg is 0-3. Angola picks up an 11-0 victory over Prairie Heights. Angola now 1-3, Prairie Heights 0-5. Frankfort is 3-2 on the season after a 3-2 win at home against North Montgomery. As the Hot Dogs earn that one, Chargers with the loss dip to 1-3-1. Greencastle improves to 4-0 on the season. A 3-2 win over the Cadets of Cascade. With the loss, Cascade dips to 2-3. Bethesda Christian earned a 3-1 victory over Indianapolis Shortridge. Logansport blanks Benton Central 2-0. Southmont defeats Crawfordsville 5-1. Bar Reeve doubles up Bedford North Lawrence 4-2. South Bend Riley shuts out Glenn 2-0. West Vigo over North Knox 5-2. Columbia City blanks Belmont 4-0. Clarksville won a high-scoring contest over Rock Creek Academy 5-3. Crispus Attucks over Crystal House 3-1. East Noble a 3-1 winner over Huntington North. Lakeland blanks Central Noble 3-0. Northeast Dubois in Blue Chip Conference action shuts out Washington Catholic 3-0. Cardinal Ritter a 2-0 clean sheet over Heritage Christian. Muncie Central doubles up Rushville by final count of 2-1. Beech Grove shuts out Triton Central 1-0. Hauser also a 1-0 winner. They knock off Morristown. Martinsville picks up a 2-1 road victory over Plainfield. Tippecanoe Valley and Caston finish in a 1-1 draw. McCutcheon and Lebanon battle to a 2-2 draw. Indian Creek remains unbeaten with a convincing 9-0 win over Monrovia. Braves now 4-0. Union City exploded offensively in a 9-0 victory over Twin Valley South. Vincennes Rivet continued their strong start to the season with an 8-0 shutout win over Mitchell. Patriots now 3-0 under new coach Peyton Catt. North Posey rolls past South Spencer 7-1. Lighthouse Christian earned a 7-0 victory, or 7-1 victory, make that, over Owen Valley.
College men.
Starting off on the men's side, where Indiana State perfect with another shutout victory in Bloomington as the number 14 Hoosiers knocked off in-state rival Butler by a final of 1-0. Hoosiers controlled much of the night, but Butler goalkeeper Brooks Borsma kept the Bulldogs alive with a huge performance in net as he finished with 14 saves, tying the Butler program record. Indiana finally broke through in the second half and made a one-goal advantage stand up. As the Hoosiers are now 3-0, Butler is now 0-2-1. Indiana has now outscored their first three opponents 7-1. In D2 action, UND opened their regular season on the road against 21st-ranked Cedarville, and neither side could find the back of the net as the Greyhounds and Yellow Jackets battled to a scoreless draw, giving UND a result on the road against a nationally ranked opponent of a draw to start their new season. It's the first time UND has opened the season with a draw since 2022. In men's college soccer action, Purdue Northwest opened their season with a 1-0 victory over Lewis University Thursday night. The match was scoreless through the first half and remained that way until the 72nd minute as Brandon Young broke the deadlock with 71:19 on the clock, scoring his first goal of the season, putting the Pride up 1-0. From there, Purdue Northwest's defense made that goal stand. Freshman keeper Estefano Alvear was outstanding in his debut, making six saves and recording a clean sheet. Lewis outshot Purdue Northwest 13-6 and held a 6-2 advantage in shots on goal, but could not get anything past Alvear. With the win, Purdue Northwest starts 1-0. Pride return home Sunday to take on Northwood University at 3 Central Time. Bethel University and Rio Grande played to a 1-1 draw on Thursday in Rio Grande. The Pilots controlled much of the offensive action, outshooting the Red Storm 17-5 and holding a 4-1 advantage on corner kicks. Jorge Rodriguez provided Bethel's goal, while Nahuel Chavez found the back of the net for Rio Grande. Bethel put four shots on goal and forced Rio Grande keepers to make three saves. At the other end, the Pilots limited the Red Storm to just three shots on target, with the Bethel keeper making two saves. It was also physical, with six yellow cards handed out, four to Rio Grande and two to Bethel in that contest, as once again it was a draw between Bethel and Rio Grande. Bethel moves to 0-1-2 on the season. Indiana State in Eastern Illinois battled in women's college soccer.
College women.
That matchup took place in Charleston. Neither team could find the back of the net for the full 90 minutes, but the Sycamores held an advantage in several offensive categories. Indiana State outshot Eastern Illinois 9-7, including a 4-3 edge in shots on goal. Sycamores also finished with a 6-4 advantage in corners. Megan Rifle, Quinn Eckhart, and Ashlyn Cohen, as well as Caitlin Long, each put a shot on goal for Indiana State, while Tori Angelo led Sycamores with three total shots. In goal, Sophie Zwenga Hansen recorded a shutout for Indiana State, making three saves over the full 90 minutes. Eastern Illinois keeper Ella Cratchoville also had a clean sheet with four saves. With the draw, Indiana State moves to 3-1-1 on the season, while Eastern Illinois is now 1-1-2. Sycamores back in action Sunday on the road when they travel to Clarksville, Tennessee to take on Austin Peay. Purdue continues to light up the scoreboard as the Boilermakers rolled past Ball State 5-0 in West Lafayette. Purdue did all of its damage in the opening 45 minutes, building a 5-0 halftime lead. For the Boilermakers, five goals in the first half came on the penalty spot. Purdue improved to 4-0 on the season, while Ball State falls to 1-2-1. Boilermakers now have scored 27 goals through their first five matches. And it was a difficult night, however, for Purdue Fort Wayne. Central Michigan defeated the Mastodons 6-1 in Mount Pleasant. Purdue Fort Wayne's lone goal came from Cyan Retzloff in the 68th minute. Retzloff finished a rebound off the crossbar for her first goal of the season and third in her career. Purdue Northwest opened its season with a draw on the road. Evansville suffered its first loss of the season Thursday night, falling to Lindenwood 3-1 at McCutcheon Stadium. Lindenwood grabbed the early lead on a McKenzie Compton goal in the 11th minute. Purple Aces answered in the second half with Lily Kostrzelski, scoring in the 60th minute. Brooklyn Robinson picked up an assist on that one, tying the match at one. Lindenwood quickly responded, though, as Compton scored her second goal of the night in the 63rd minute, putting the Lions back in front 2-1. And 27 seconds later, Maddie Veseloff scored to make it 3-1. Compton led the way for Lindenwood with two goals and assists. Lions outshot Evansville 11-7 and held a 5-3 edge in shots on goal, while the Purple Aces had a 4-1 advantage in corners. Keeper Bree Chirpich had two saves in the loss. Purple Aces are now 1-1-1 on the season, while Lindenwood is now 2-3. The Pride and Quarry finished to a one-goal-apiece draw in Illinois as Purdue Northwest carried a 1-0 advantage into halftime before Quincy found the equalizer in the second half. Neither side could produce the winner, and both teams began the year with a 0-0-1 start. In NAIA women's soccer action, number 11 Indiana Wesleyan stayed perfect with a 1-0 victory over 20th-ranked Science and Arts Oklahoma on Thursday night in Marion. The only goal of the match came in the 23rd minute as Alyssa Hammond took the ball away from the USAO keeper inside the penalty area and put it away to give the Wildcats a 1-0 lead. It was Hammond's fourth goal of the season, all four coming over the last two matches for the Indiana Wesleyan squad. From there, the Wildcat defense took care of the rest as Indiana Wesleyan held USAO to just four shots for the match. Keeper Avery Sluice made one save to earn the clean sheet. Wildcats have now posted three straight shutouts to open the season and have yet to allow a goal. Indiana Wesleyan is now 3-0 on the season, while USAO slips to 1-2. Purdue Northwest opened their new season with a 1-1 draw at Quincy Thursday. Pride struck first in the 18th minute as senior Natasha Tanner found the back of the net to give Purdue Northwest a 1-0 lead. That advantage held through halftime and into the second half before Quincy finally found the equalizer as Rebecca Reinheimer scored in the 71st minute for the Hawks, tying the match at 1. Neither team could break the deadlock over the final 19 minutes as Quincy outshot Purdue 13-6 overall, holding a 5-4 edge in shots on goal. Keeper Meta Fischer played all 90 minutes for the Pride and turned away four shots, allowing just one goal in the second half. The draw puts Purdue Northwest at 0-0-1 to start the season. And in Ann Arbor, 25th-ranked Notre Dame and Michigan played to a 1-1 draw. Fighting Irish carried a 1-0 advantage into halftime, but Michigan tied the match on a PK from Addy Wallach in the 58th minute. Notre Dame was also reduced to 10 players on the play after a red card. The Irish held on from there to earn the draw and moved to 1-0-4 make that on this season. Four draws out of five starts on the season for the Fighting Irish. Whew, it's been a busy night of soccer throughout Indiana. We'll preview a much lighter night on the pitch after this. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update.
Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. And we're going to start off with what's on tap today in girls soccer action. Evansville Christian on the road at Vincennes-Gervais. Hammond Morton is at La Lumiere. That is your two girls soccer matchups. In boys soccer action, eight matchups on the dock. Actually, seven make that. Muncie Burris is at Liberty Christian. Indiana Math and Science Academy North is at Traders Point Christian. Portage Christian at Hammond Academy of Science and Technology. Southwestern of Hanover is at Jackson Dell. Horizon Christian Seven Oaks Classical, battle of unbeaten teams there. Rock Creek Academy is at Portland Christian. Morgan Township at St. Thomas More Academy, as that is your high school roundup. Taking a look at what's on tap on the college side. We're going to start off in men's college soccer action. Notre Dame continues its season Friday when the Fighting Irish welcome St. Louis to Alumni Stadium in South Bend. The Irish are 0-1-1 after opening the season with a 3-1 loss in Indiana before playing Northwestern to a 1-1 draw in their home opener. Notre Dame's Sebastian Caprito provided the equalizing goal against Northwestern as the Irish earned their first result of the season. Friday presents another difficult non-conference test against a traditionally strong St. Louis program. Match is part of a challenging opening stretch for Notre Dame as the Irish try to build momentum before ACC play. Kickoff is at 7:30 Eastern at Alumni Stadium at South Bend. IU Indianapolis looks to build on its first victory of the season when the Jaguars play host to Bowling Green at Michael A. Carroll Stadium. Jaguars coming off a 1-0 victory over Lindenwood on Monday. Senior Jose Antonio Herrera provided the game-winning goal from the penalty spot, while the IU Indy defense recorded its first clean sheet of the season. Victory was an impressive response after the Jaguars opened the season with a 2-1 road loss at Louisville. Bowling Green now comes to Indianapolis for their final match of IU Indy's brief two-game homestand. Falcons have historically had success in the series, making Friday another good early season measuring stick for first-year IU Indy head coach Keegan Boom. 7 o'clock kick tonight between Bowling Green and IU Indianapolis at Carroll Stadium. Evansville finally gets an opponent to play in front of its home crowd as Purple Aces hosts Northwestern at Arad McCutchen Stadium. Match serves as Evansville's 2026 home opener and is part of the program's annual alumni weekend. Northwestern is 1-0-1 on the season. Wildcats opened their season with a 3-1 victory over New Haven before playing Notre Dame to a 1-1 draw in South Bend on Sunday. Evansville faces a demanding non-conference schedule this season after winning the 2025 Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. The Aces' schedule includes three defending conference champions, three Big Ten opponents, and three teams that reached last year's NCAA tournament. Northwestern checks one of those Big Ten boxes for Friday night's matchup. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central kickoff. You can catch it on ESPN Plus, or if you're in Evansville, feel free to drive to Arad McCutchen Stadium and check it out. Quiet night in Division II, and also a quiet night in Division III on the NCAA side. However, Indiana Wesleyan is back in action over the weekend, and so is Bethel. No NAIA action on the men's side to report. In women's college soccer action, quiet on the NCAA level, but we do have one women's college matchup to talk about. Bethel University heads to Southfield, Michigan Friday to face Lawrence Tech. That is a 3 p.m. Eastern kick. Pilots are 2-1 and have responded impressively after losing their season opener, as Bethel fell to St. Xavier to begin the season 2-0. They bounced back with a 2-1 victory over IU South Bend. Pilots followed that with a 3-1 win over Rochester Christian on Tuesday. Bethel scored three unanswered first half goals in that win, giving the Pilots consecutive wins heading into Friday. Lawrence Tech presents a significant test as the Blue Devils are 2-0 and they own a 4-3 victory over IU East on the season. Friday's an opponent for Bethel to pick up an impressive win potentially and extend their winning streak to 3. Again, that kickoff 3 o'clock this afternoon in Southfield, Michigan at Blue Devil Stadium. On the professional women's soccer front, Racing Louisville is on the road at San Diego Wave. That is a 10 o'clock Eastern kick, so a very late night in professional women's soccer as the two teams are battling in Southern California. Racing Louisville FC will play at Snapdragon Stadium. Racing enters 7-12-2 with 23 points,
while San Diego's 11-3-7 with 36 points. Wave coming off an impressive 4-2 win over Utah Royals FC, with San Diego continuing to position themselves among the stronger clubs in the NWSL. Racing, meanwhile, trying to close August on a positive note and pick up an important road result. The trip to San Diego presents a considerable challenge, especially with the Wave playing at Snapdragon Stadium on Fan Appreciation Night. Racing and San Diego have also played a relatively competitive series. Entering Friday, San Diego holds a 3-2 advantage in victories with three draws between the clubs. 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific time kickoff at Snapdragon Stadium between Racing Louisville FC and San Diego Wave FC. You can watch that on NWSL+. As that is a look at soccer around the state of Indiana and all the professional soccer around the area, I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us. Hopefully you have a good Friday.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.